Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Tom, and I'm having coffee. But what else is new, right? Somebody says hi from Discord. Another person says hi, guys. I mean, hey, guys, hi. Everybody's saying hi. How's it going, babies? Is what someone else said. Someone said, huh? Someone else said, hi. Hey, Reddit. Hey. Hold on. I think there's a few more. Drink water. Make sure you eat. Is with, hey, cuties. With the little smiley. The little smiley with the tongue sticking out. Somebody has censored what they have written. I'm not sure if that's... I'll say it anyway. Gang, gang, gang. And jump, Tom, if he doesn't get rest. Don't stress yourself out so much and take good care of yourself. These are all messages from patrons in the Discord. It has... Oh, have a good day, someone says. It's been an interesting week, so... When did I launch? Did I launch last Friday? So I launched, right? Yeah, last Friday. Right? No. Yeah. I don't remember. I actually don't remember when I launched, because this past week has been really, really busy. It's been insane. Keep your head up, someone says. And I'm basically responding to them and they're responding to me, and it's been a really kind of interesting collaborative experience where we're talking about the Bantaverse and thinking about new content and what to do about that content. And I recently shared the Bantaverse timeline. Be yourself to the fullest and sleep. You got this. This is your day and it will be awesome. We be wild, perhaps not best to hand the microphone to us. Oh, well, it's already too late for that. So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. I was really, really nervous at first because it was such a big transition, and I didn't plan to start my Patreon journey last week, except I had launched my YouTube channel and I had posted two things on there that both had not safe for work versions. So I said, you know what? Here's some exclusive content that I could throw up on Patreon like immediately. So I opened, and that's what I did. And I've been posting every day, and I didn't think that I would have so much to post. But it turns out that all of the little things, all of the little urges that I've had that I've wanted to like share here on Reddit, but I never have because this isn't really the right platform for it, I'm able to do on there. So it's been really good. But like maybe on the fourth day, somebody was like, we should have a Discord. And I was like, oh, fuck, here it comes. So I started a poll, and like it was like instantaneously in favor of a Discord server. So I made a Discord server so that everybody could, you know, chat with everybody else. And I spent like an hour with Miri, like setting this thing up to make sure all the permissions were correct, and that there were certain voice channels, like a Q&A channel that I wanted to make sure nobody else could speak in except for me, just so there weren't any mishaps. And it was all done, and I thought I had, there's like four bots in there that I installed myself, and I thought I had set everything up correctly. But then I'm like, okay, so now it's time to hook this up to Patreon. So like, how do I do this? And so I find the steps, and I go into my Patreon account, and I hit the like Discord thing, and it asks you like what rank you want to set for people who have their Discords set up in their Patreon profile, who are your patrons to have in your Discord. So I set that up, hit okay immediately, just like a flood of of patrons, just like 60 of them, one after the other. Like, this person joins, and this person joins, and that person joins. And guess what? I did not set the permissions correctly. I was wrong. We have to go back to the island. Everything was wrong, and nobody could talk, and everybody was stuck in the limbo that I had set up, where you have to like accept the rules, and it was so embarrassing, and people were still joining. But I figured it out. I improvised, and I figured it out. So yeah, we've got a Discord going on in there. Everybody's really sweet. They're nasty sometimes, but they're sweet. So let's talk about my shenanigans here on Reddit. I'm just pulling up my profile here, so I could look at my post history, because I know that it's been kind of quieter since I started YouTube and Patreon, and actually Twitter also. Because I've been trying to figure out how to juggle all of the content that I want to post to each of those platforms while still maintaining a presence here on Reddit, because I still want to be able to make public work for you guys, especially those of you who are waiting on memory games, and Because You Let Me. I know that those are two serials that you guys are have been asking about. So if I look at my history here, so how is this posted? By new? Okay, so 8 days ago, wait, has it been longer than, where's my ramble with the Patreon announcement? I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. Okay, so 6 days ago. So yeah, it was a week ago, which means that so since then, I posted Wash Day. At first, I posted the YouTube version, which is safe for work, so completely safe for work. But then I posted Wash Day Uncut 3 days ago. So if you haven't heard that, it's in GWA, and it is meant for women with textured hair. So if you don't have textured hair, that doesn't mean that you can't appreciate it. Just like women with textured hair or women of color can't appreciate work that, you know, is clearly not had them in mind when it was created. So I hope that you can, you know, enjoy that boyfriend experience, which I don't do too often. I hope that you're able to enjoy that regardless. So, there is the Fabcast episode 3 came out. So if you are staying up at night on Sunday nights waiting for the Fabcast, please do not do that, because I cannot guarantee that it will always be up Sunday night. In fact, the very first Fabcast was posted Monday morning. So, thank you everybody who listened to Fabcast. Thank you if you've subscribed on Spotify. We are thefabcast@gmail.com is our email address. If you want to send us any information, ask us a question, have a suggestion, or anything like that. That is, of course, hosted by this guy, Eli, myself, and Marithwin. So yeah, that podcast has been so hilarious and so much fun to record. And I usually turn it around in one day. And I should probably take more time with that, but I don't have the time to do that. So I'm going to continue this trend of trying to turn it around within the day, because usually what happens is we record on Sunday morning and I turn it around and it's out by Sunday evening. But like I said, sometimes it'll be out on Monday morning. So, yeah, check out Wash Day. I hope you'll appreciate that. I'll drop a link in case you haven't heard it yet. I want to talk about, so Twitter is not anything too exciting. I post a lot of updates on there. I post YouTube updates mostly because my YouTube is safe for work and I don't want to blast, like not safe for work stuff like Reddit, on such a like public platform like Twitter, or such a visible platform, I should say. But I have been on there. So I am at Tom Banter, and the name is Tom Banter Audio. So at Tom Banter on Twitter, if you are on Twitter, follow me on there. I do post on there, especially my YouTube updates, which, by the way, I'm going to head to YouTube right now. I don't know how many of you have found me on YouTube yet. Thank you so much if you've been like following. I know this is small potatoes, but like I'm at 1.5k subscribers, and I think I launched the same day that I launched Patreon. So just thank you so much if you've been there. If you haven't, I will link it. In the body of this post. Please go check it out. So Cardlin has been doing something called Talktober. It's a Talktober challenge, and he's got basically a list of every day you have to do different. You have to do different characters. The first day I was a creepy next door neighbor. The second day I was a ravenous therapist, which is basically the guy from Untappd. I've been a weepy mascot, a disgruntled TikToker. So every day there's like a new strange character that you have to play. And so every day I've been posting my take on those, and all of them have been improv so far. So most of them are funny. I try to keep it funny. Some people are serious about it. Today is, what is today? The 9th? Okay, so yesterday's was Intoxicated Movie Director. Today's is Aquaphobic Firefighter. And one of my favorites is Delusional Fortune Teller. So I'm going to let you listen to that right now. So on the 7th was Delusional Fortune Teller. And this was my take on Delusional Fortune Teller. Okay. Dude, just listen, okay? Just stop, okay? I was eating breakfast the other day, all right? And I was in a rush because I had a Zoom meeting in like 5 minutes. But when I looked at my watch, that 5 minutes was 10 minutes ago. So I scrambled to get everything cleaned up so that I could run upstairs to my office and start the meeting. Okay, but here's the thing. I was a total freaking goof and I knocked my bowl of Cheerios off the counter. Oh, it exploded, man. Right? Million pieces. But in that, I don't know, constellation of broken ceramic and Cheerios, I saw something. I saw a word, and it said, crash.
Whoa, no way.
And I thought to myself, that looks like it says crash. At the time, I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, oh, hey, that looks like it spells crash. And I cleaned it up and went upstairs and went to my meeting, right? So I log in to Zoom, and I start the meeting, and right when it gets to my turn to present, my computer crashes.
Whoa, wait a second.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? So, I know that you've been worried about, what? No, stop it. Stop. I know that it sounds crazy, but I think I can tell the future by smashing bowls of cereal on the ground. No! Seriously, okay. I know you've been worried that you weren't going to get into Columbia, and dude, you can stop worrying, because for better or for worse, we're going to figure it out, bro. Show me the future! Okay, so that's the kind of stuff that's on YouTube right now. In addition to a safer work version of Wash Day, a safer work version of How Do You Feel, safer work version of Summer Love. In addition to that, there is a patron exclusive M4M audio. It's called Hard Justice. The safer work version of that is also on YouTube. And we've got a memory games video on YouTube. So not all of the banterverse is not safe for work. It's not always going to have sex in it. It's not always relevant. So some of the stories are actually going to be on YouTube. It's called A Rainy Day Reunion. I will link to that also. A Rainy Day Reunion. And that takes place after Summer Love, but before Exposed and Compromised. So, and it's basically Agent Thomas and somebody everybody knows. So let me drop a link to that. Check that out. Another thing that I did was I created kind of a map of the timeline for, first of all, I didn't want to keep calling it memory games because the banterverse quickly like spiraled out of control beyond just what memory games was. So I brainstormed with people on Patreon and, I got a lot of really, really good suggestions. We're going with strings right now. Because of all the strings that tie the stories together, tie the people together, and also all the strings attached to everything that happens. Like nothing ever just happens. Like there's always a caveat, right? You can't make love to your girlfriend on a summer day without your father getting murdered. That's a string. That's one string that's attached. So it's called Strings. And I will be titling that series Strings on GWA also whenever there's something on GWA that is like memory games related. It is now formally called Strings. I have to change some of the title pictures here. Like A Rainy Day Reunion, but I want to say that today there's two really exciting things are happening. One is an official memory game / strings audio is going to drop on YouTube at 12:30 Central US time. It's called Read Me In. It happens right after Rainy Day Reunion and right before Exposed and Compromised. All right. Another thing that's happening is memory games. I was able to sanitize it somehow. I got to the part where Firefly unbuttons her blouse, and then I skipped like 15 minutes of just like fucky stuff, and then it's aftercare. I left in some of the making out just like so that it would make sense like why they're kind of, you know, kicking back at the end. But I was able to sanitize memory games. I have no idea. There's certain things like Exposed and Compromised. There's no way. I don't know how. I'm going to have to just re-record that completely if I want a safer work version of that. But Memory Games is dropping to virgin ears on YouTube today. So if you have time, Read Me In with Agent Thomas, who appeared in who appeared in Exposing Compromised and Don't You People Knock, has a direct relationship with Firefly. There's a reveal about Firefly. We get to know her real name. Check that out. Noon 30, U.S. Central Time. At 3? Or 2? 2:30? Is it 2:30 or 3? 3. I don't remember. One of those two. Memory Games is going to drop. So please go hype that up if you enjoyed Memory Games. I've got more people joining the cast. Of course, you know, Eli is already a part of the cast. I'm actively looking to get more people to play. I don't always want to talk to the air when I'm talking to, when I'm interacting with Firefly. So to be able to cast Firefly would be amazing to me. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking to do now. As for my weekly Reddit postings, I know, for the guys, I haven't posted any like M4M really in a long time. I am working on Because You Let Me. I'm working on a part 5. I'm really happy with how Wash Day turned out. Not sure what I want to post next. If you have any ideas for the kind of thing that you might want to hear on GWA for my next audio, let me know. Just post in the comments. I'm on Siren, guys. Syrin. I will post a link in the body of this post. Siren is an online erotic audio platform. There's a bunch of people on there. I've seen, so Cardlin's on there, Todd's on there, I'm on there now. Jazz, who wrote She's Out of This World, She's Out of This World is available on there, and it's right now, you can stream it for free. Also, Let Me Get to Know You is on there. You can stream that for free currently. So, I am on that platform. There will soon be some exclusives that I'll be able to like get patrons discounts for that. So, as always, I'd like to just thank everybody for your support. Everybody who hasn't forgotten me. I haven't forgotten you guys. I'm thinking about you guys all the time. I know that not everybody can pledge, and that's okay. I'm not looking for everybody to pledge. Anytime you guys can stop by Twitter and upvote something, or go to my YouTube channel and subscribe and upvote on those things and comment on those things, and comment on things here on Reddit, that really helps me. I live off of commissions, and now off of the small amount that I receive from Patreon. And the more people that know about me, the more are going to want to commission me, and potentially become a patron. So anytime you guys are hyping me, in public postings and stuff like that, those are all like really big deals to me. And, I want to say that those of you who aren't patrons of mine, but I know you from here on Reddit, I miss you guys. I know that this week has been busy, and I haven't really gotten a chance to interact with you guys, and I haven't really been responding to comments on Wash Day because there's just so many, and I'm kind of busy. But I am thinking of everybody here on Reddit. You guys were my first family, and it's gonna stay that way. I don't think I'll be outgrowing Reddit, or anything like that. But you guys are awesome. I was really looking forward to, recording this ramble for you guys. Because I really, really, really wanted to say hi. So I'm also, one last thing, I am dropping a timeline for Memory Games /string/ the Banterverse, just so you can see where all of the little clips, where all of the little audios fall chronologically. And so you can also have a better understanding of the scope of what I'm trying to do with the story. All right. So if you have any questions, let me know. Or go to my website and fill out the suggestion form. I'm sorry, but commissions are still closed. I actually opened them up early for patrons, and I got so many that I reached capacity before the day was over, and so I had to close them again. So I will do a public reopening of that the next time I open up, just to give the public a chance to commission also. So if you're waiting to commission, I'm sorry, but I will try and get to you guys as soon as I can. So I think that's it. I've completely passed my typical 20 minute mark, but I just want to say I love you guys. I hope everybody's doing great. Thank you to everybody who sticks around to listen to this and cares enough to upvote, comment, and share my stuff. You guys are amazing. I hope you have a great day. Namaste, everybody. I will see you when I see ya.